Blog Talk Radio.
I got the phone a good distance away from the mic. We'll go ahead and get started. As soon as I do a little announcement or two, and then I'm going to do a prayer. And then we got people that's on, that's watching me on online as well there from the Facebook and whatnot. And we're going to get into tonight's session. Thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Amen.
All right. All right. Okay, y'all, if y'all don't mind, bow your heads for a moment of prayer before we get everything going this tonight. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you for as well as it is. Father God, we know it could have been the other way. Lord, we ask you.
Not going with that. Yo, he might don't win that. He went out. Shit. No wind out. You sure won't do it. I can't get it up there.
All right. I just got reconnected. Hopefully that Miss Minnie called me and tell us to call back in. Okay, we're going to try to get our guest to call back in. The call was dropped. Now, don't y'all see how Satan works? You see all the interruptions I had. Okay, many of you already back by now. Okay, yeah. All right. Y'all stand by. Okay, many. I'm glad you came back in. That's going to show now. See, the devil don't want you to hear this tonight. Because out of all the time I've been doing this deal, this is my first time ever being dropped from my own broadcast. But it happened tonight. So I'm glad you made it back. And thank you.
Amen.
Life. Amen. Yeah, this is the first time they have that. They're going to show that devil operate. But nevertheless, he ain't stopped me. I called right back in and reconnected. So to my brother Hammerman, Miss Minute, I got one in the lobby that's been me and him been buddies ever since I've been on the internet. Ever since 1998, me and Hammerman been conversing with each other for over 20-some-odd years, been buddies and friends on this net, so. He's one of the inner circle, the main one, the leader. And I can always depend on him. Because, like I said, he's like me. We know the technology, and we try to keep up with things. Therefore, we are not lost when something like this happens. We know what
it's like.
Yeah. And that's how come I try to tell everybody to get, I mean, even the church member, my church member, choir member. I've been telling them for years that y'all need to learn this technology because this is where it's going. But at any rate, we're going to go and say we got an announcement. As far as I know, this set up for local people. My first Sunday church is New Salem CME, where the pastor is a good friend of mine, own classmate and everything. His name is Reverend Ernie Wilbur. And my first Sunday church, New Salem CME. And we are supposed to go back in the sanctuary on the first Sunday in November. And it couldn't have happened at a better time in a better month because that's my birthday month. And I'm going to be like a late friend of mine, Reverend Walter Walker. Every month was Reverend Walker's birthday. So, but at least I'm going to claim November as mine, the whole month. And so we're supposed to go back into the sanctuary on the first Sunday. And so we actually, Brother Fader Clark is our church chairman. and everything. You know, we all talk. We want to give them, and also, like I say, a great shout out on tonight. And we're praying to God that everything will go well for them, that they can go on back into the sanctuary. And I am their musician up there as well, the minister of music at New Salem as well. At my home church on 4th Sunday, this Sunday, we will be having our regular service. Nothing really special going on, but we are so glad to be back in to the sanctuary. And we are praying that everybody just keep their hands in God's hands, and everything will be all right. We just got to stop fearing everything and start trusting and depending on God. That is my prayer. And so tonight, y'all, like I said, we cut through all the other stuff. Now, we were dealing with on Sunday night when I came back and I told everybody that I was going to deal with the prophetic. And I noticed that every time I start telling a lot of truth, I lose people. So guess what? I already know that Jesus was the same way, and everybody don't understand that. Stuff like that don't bother me because I know it happened to the Lord. Jesus told his disciples, y'all, he said, I am the master, and you are my servant. The servant is not greater than the master. So surely if they did it to me, you know they're going to do it to you. So if we noted that when Jesus was teaching, and I tell everybody this, if you don't believe it, then go to the scripture. It's right there in the Bible. When people are not going to, people will be with you as long as everything is easy. As long as everything is easy and got a lot of cheese on it, and as long as the government giving you some cheese grits, you know, and some apple juice, they go down with you. But as soon as the teaching got hard, they left Jesus. And they never followed him anymore. But if you read your Bible, it'll tell you, and I'm going to tell you the scripture, you can go to the find it if you think I'm lying. Jesus didn't run behind them. He let them win. In other words, and also Jesus even told, he looked at the 12 disciples that he chose, that he handpicked himself. He looked at them and said, do y'all want to go too? And in so many words, that's what he was saying. Well, do y'all want to leave? In other words, you want to join them, go right ahead. I'll get some more. See, in other words, when people call themselves stepping on you, you don't have to worry about that. God will bring, when you lose one, God will bring up three or four more. You don't never have to worry about that. But now, if you don't believe people left Jesus, I dare you to read St. John 6, chapter 66, verse. It'll tell you that. And I know y'all saying, I ain't got no Bible. I know that. Well, I'll let y'all figure that out. Read St. John 6:66, and you will see where these disciples, all of them, because the teaching got hard, and they couldn't accept that. See, people want you to tell them that they are good when they obey. People want you to tell them that they are saved when they are lost. People want you to tell them that they are on their way to heaven when they actually on their way to hell. And see, I can't do that. Your blood is on my hand. I got to tell the truth. And as I told everybody, especially the Hammer Man is one of my witnesses, because he's been there, we've been there the longest. At all these 20-some-odd years, got well for about 23 years. And he knew exactly when I told him that, when the Lord had told me to do this. I had not been long on YouTube. And I got on this little platform called Blog Talk Radio. I found out about it. I'm going to be honest with y'all. It's been so long. I don't remember how I found out about Blog Talk Radio. But I did, and I liked what it was doing and what it could do. And so I decided I would get me an account. I would create me an account, and that's what I did do. And it was not too long after that. I think this was like maybe around 2008, maybe 2009. And right after that, that's when I got this call and this heaviness on my heart. And it's like it came in out of my stomach telling me to teach the word. But when the voice first hit me like that, it come out my stomach. I was thinking that God wanted me to music because I'm a musician. I thought he wanted me to teach music, and I was already into music. And I had a friend of mine, another dear sweet friend of mine, her name was Floria Overton. And we call her Flo. And Flo now is in the ministry herself. But me and her, I turned her on to Blog Talk Radio, and she did a show herself on Blog Talk. And it was very successful. We used to have a great time. And I met a lot of good key people on Blog Talk. So that's how come I'm doing this. And it's been a good bit over 13 years or more. So we just saying, y'all, when people leave you, and I've had a lot of people to come in the Bible study and a lot of people to go. We can't worry about that because, like I told you, people come, everybody, they connect with you. They don't connect with you forever. They come for you for a season. God don't, everybody, and I'm saying this to everybody on this call. You can't, don't worry about when people leave you. Remember this. If a person comes into your life for a season, they come there to do a purpose. And once they saw that person, most of the time they go on about their business because God didn't bring them down to stay with you forever. If only to get you from one level to the next, and then they got to go on with their destiny where you can go on with yours. But see, we get so caught up that everybody got to stay with us. No, don't get caught up like that. But at any rate, God be good. And we are deciding, like I said, we're taking this thing up on the prophetic, y'all. The prophetic, the Bible is full of prophets. And Jesus was the greatest one. No prophet like Jesus. Now, I know you got people that will tell you these days when you run up and you talk, you start talking with them, they'll tell you that there's no such thing as no more prophets. I don't believe that. Yes, there are prophets. There are still people that hear from God in this world. I don't know where the people got this stuff from, and I think they've been listening to too many different people. When you get to listening to too many folks talking all kinds of doctrine and stuff, if they deviate away from the word of God, you need to leave that mess alone. If I don't tell y'all what the Bible says, don't come to my channel. Leave me alone. Run away. Run away. Don't walk. Run away. If I start telling you what I think, you need to leave me alone. Because not what many men think. It's what the Bible says. And that's what counts. And so these people be listening to all these different ministries and everybody teaching their gospel. They teaching their gospel. Now, they don't stop teaching Jesus' gospel. They teaching their gospel. Oh, no. Then, and coming back, we see that we had talked all the way up to what God was going to try to deal with a nation to bring his promise to pass. This was all prophetic. God did not have anybody to do that because the whole world was really nothing but pagan at that time. And even Abram, y'all hear what I said? I said Abram. I didn't say Abraham. I didn't say Abraham. I said Abram. God called Abram out of the land of Ur in the Chaldees for the Gentiles. Because there was no Jews at that time. It was only Gentiles in the world at that time. All of us were saved. But God saw fit that he would call the man Abram out of the land of Ur of the Chaldees. That's in our modern-day Iraq area, somewhere down in that desert. I know about it. In other words, he called him and told him to go to a land that he would show him. So God gave him the mandate. And Abraham did obey to a degree. But he disobeyed because God told him to leave his family. And he did not do that. He took Lot. Lot was his nephew. And as y'all read the book of Genesis, you'll see what Lot caused a lot of trouble for Abraham. But see, he wouldn't have been able to cause that trouble. See, as Abram had done what God told him to do in the first place, to leave Lot's birth back there in earth. But he didn't do that. That's the same way it is with all of us. God tell us to do one thing and we get you. We're going to do it our way. See, we're going to do it our way, and then we make a mess. Then we wonder why God did. No, God tried to get us to do what he told us to do. He knows what he's talking about. We don't, but we get cute, and we're going to do it our way, and we always end up in a mess. And so we see that God dealt with Abram, and he carried him and sojourned him as a stranger in the land of Canaan. He was walking around in the land that he got, had done promised to give him in the future. He was walking around in it and didn't even know it. But God knew it. God knew it. Abraham. He had to test Abram. And as we know, Abram was an old man when God gave him the promise that he would have a son, because he didn't yet, at 75 years old, Abraham still didn't have a son. And that give me hope, because I'll be 60 my birthday. So that still give me some hope, because Abraham was 75 before God had allowed him to have Isaac with Sarai, his wife. Now, we know that Sarai was, according to the Bible, was his half-sister. Was his half-sister, but nevertheless was his wife. And Sarah was not only was Sarah old in age, but she couldn't even have no kids in the first place. She was barren. So it was a double miracle for her. But nevertheless, God is always faithful. He had said that he was going to have a son, and sure enough, Isaac materialized 25 years after Abraham. God told Abraham that he would have a son, and is that right? They had that son, Isaac, materialized. But, oh, my God, God put Abraham through the test. God put him through the test. See, now remember, before Isaac came, Sarah tried to get you. She wanted to help God. Uh-oh, ladies, I'm just trying to tell you something now. Men folk, too, you ain't excused. We do the same thing, too. We can do some of the dumbest stuff. Remember what we did in the garden now, so don't start getting looking down on the woman, because we do some dumb stuff, too. But nevertheless, Sarah told Abraham that since she couldn't have kids, what she wanted him to do, see, Sarah, when they was in sojourn in Egypt, that time when he lied and told that Sarah was his sister, which he did told her half, because she was his half-sister, Pharaoh drove them out of Egypt, but they went out rich. And so Sarah had a handmaid. Sarah had a servant maid, a bondmaid. Her name was Hagar. She was an Egyptian. And she was a very beautiful girl. I mean, beautiful girl. And so she told Abraham that he would have relations with Hagar, and maybe Hagar could have children in her stead. And Abraham, like most of us men folk, he agreed. He didn't put up no fight. So in other words, y'all, men folk, don't stick your chest out, because you didn't even put up a fight. He just went right ahead on the dog what Sarah said. Just like Adam went right ahead and done what Eve said in the garden. He just ate from the fruit he had the commandment. He just flat-footed disobeyed. He knows better. Same with Abraham. God had told him that he was going to have a son by Sarah, not by nobody else. God said, you're going to have it by Sarah. Y'all, how is it when God tell us something? And we can't believe that, but we can believe everything comes from Capitol Hill. We can believe everything comes from Capitol Hill. But when God says something, we can't believe God. I don't understand that. But nevertheless, Abraham went on and brought an Ishmael into the world. And y'all, if you don't believe that was a mess, look at the Middle East right now. You got the Arabs against the Jews. First cousins. That's right. They first cousins. That's how come everybody else needs to get out that family mess. We as the United States and every other country needs to get out of that. That is a family feud. It was against the Arab and the Jew. They are first cousins. Two brothers' children. Ishmael and Isaac. That's where the mess comes from. Why? Because Abraham disobeyed God. Oh, yeah, this is prophetic, y'all. I know you may not sound prophetic, but it is prophetic. God told Abraham, you're going to have Isaac by Sarah. I didn't tell you to have no Ishmael by Hagar. See, when we don't do it God's way, we always make a mess. And that's exactly what's going on right now with all the feuding and the killing over there. The two brothers' children, Isaac and Ishmael, brothers, two brothers' children, killing each other right now, hate each other right now because of that, what Abraham and Sarah did, trying to help God out. God don't need your help. Miss Thing, go sit down somewhere. Mr. Thing, God knows what he's doing. He don't need our help. God don't need it. This is why I tell people about this stuff that we are in right now. People, they scared to death and everything. I ain't scared of nothing. Because, see, I ain't trying to be God. I just put my trust in him. And that's what I tell y'all, you need to do the same thing. Put your trust in God. And I think my call been dropped again. Oh, my God. Let me see here. I didn't even realize it. I don't know. I think my caller got dropped in. I think I'm still online. But at any rate, y'all, this is prophetic. If you look at the Middle East right now, we got a problem because of what Abraham done. But nevertheless, Isaac did materialize. Isaac was a child of promise. God put Abraham to the test by telling him to put his son on the altar. And Abraham obeyed. And God stopped him right before. God stopped him right before he actually sacrificed Isaac. And he had a ram in the bush. God always got a ram in the bush. And we just trust him. He's always there, standing, ready, flat-footed to do what needs to be done for his church. So, y'all, we see now, during this process of time, after Isaac grew up, God told Abraham, because he changed the name from Abram to Abraham, friend of God. And he told Abraham what was going to become of his people. God told him that they were going to sojourn in a strange land. That was not going to be their land, but it was going to be a strange land. They were going to sojourn, and they were going to be ill-treated. Now, all of you know that you know your Bible, and I submit y'all to read your Bible. If you go to the book of Exodus, you can see where Abraham's descendants did end up. God told them they were going to serve the Egyptians for 400 years. And that's what you see at the end of this study, y'all. We see that God's word always going to come to pass. You can count on it. Abraham's descendants ended up in Egypt. It started because when Isaac had Jacob had 12 sons, the patriarch. Joseph was one of those sons. Joseph was sold into Egypt by his brothers. And that's how come Joseph was already. And then he went and he called Joseph. When he found out that it was the famine, Joseph was in charge of everything. Joseph did call down Jacob and his whole family to live in Egypt with him. And they was in a good land in Egypt called Goshen. That's how the children of Israel ended up. It wasn't 70 souls that went down there. Joseph was already there. So it wasn't 70 people of the Hebrew nation. God took those 70 people, incubated them in the land of Egypt to protect them and made them grow like crazy. They grew. They were strong because God was creating a nation that would obey. This is where the nation of Israel was born, y'all. It was in Egypt. This was prophesied by God himself. He told us they were going to be ill-treated. So now we see during the process of time that Abraham's descendants did end up down in Egypt with Joseph, Jacob, and the 12 patriarchs, all of them. They were down there, and they grew. They grew so well. The Pharaoh, it was another Pharaoh that came up after the one that knew Joseph. And he dealt the Hebrews that these are too many, and we got to do something now. Because they may rise up and rebel against us. And so his counselors and wise men, they weren't wise, they were foolish, really. But they didn't know that. They decided that what they would do, that, or the Pharaoh said, told the midwife that every male child that be born, to throw it in the river to kill it. But the midwife refused to do so because they feared God. And what did the midwife tell Pharaoh? Said, look, those women are very strong. They deliver their own kids, really. They call them up from, ain't never seen no women like this. They are very strong, blah, blah, blah. Yes, y'all, the Israelites are peculiar people. All we have here. Why? Because they are God's prophet. They are God's covenant people. God always has looked out and had his hand on the nation of Israel. That's how come I said we can bring our soldiers home. Ain't nothing going to happen to Israel over there. I don't care what you see on the news. I don't care. You go down there with the Israelis you want to. God arms is too long for me to box with. God, the Jews ain't got nothing to worry about. And guess what, y'all? We don't have nothing to worry about either. All saints of God. You don't have nothing to worry about. But why are we so afraid? Why? Why? Because we don't really trust God. You know every tree is known by its fruit. You can't say you love God and you belong to him. You scared of everything come by. You just telling a lie and the truth ain't in you. You might as well be with y'all. You cannot be afraid if you say you know God. You cannot be afraid. Fear will come, but you dismiss it. Now, I'm not saying you won't feel fear, but I'm saying you won't let it get you down. Amen. Y'all right here, I told you, I can't give you all this here in one or two settings. We will take this back up. We know now that the midwives refused to kill the firstborn sons of Israel. They kept multiplying. No matter what they did to them, they kept multiplying. Why? Because God was with them. God was with them. You can't stop nobody. Who God is on their side, you can't stop them. You might as well go somewhere and set yourself down. In other words, like if you fill up in school, go set yourself down somewhere because you're barking up a tree that you mess with the wrong person. You mess with the wrong people. When you mess with children of God, you're messing with the wrong people. Now, those, the Israelites were God's covenant people, y'all. I'm not saying that God don't love them more than us, because he doesn't. That would be a lie. If I said that, I would be lying. No, but they are his covenant people. Those are the ones that he chose to work with. Do you understand that? I hope you do, because so many people don't. And so many people don't. And I can't go there yet. I can't go there yet, but I'm going to. And during the course of this series, I'm going to explain to you why people are keep talking crazy talk about the nation of Israel. Mainly because it's the devil. The devil hates them because God loves them. And just like he hates us. Every Christian. Don't think God got no, the devil got no love for you, because he don't. I don't care what nobody says. The devil has no love for none of us. But especially those that belong to God. Because he don't even love those that call themselves serving him. Devil got people out there that are doing his deeds too. They being his work. You got a lot of us out there doing that. And you hear me say us. Because we once all was in dark. But thank God he brought some of us came. We saw the light and we came out by the grace of God. And God got to do the same thing for other people. Don't you think that you got a monopoly on God. God wants us to tell everybody the good news. So that everybody will get the opportunity and the chance. So as I continue this series, we'll take it up here from where we left leaving off tonight. Remember, I left off with the midwives not obeying what the king said. Do that sound familiar, America? We always got to do everything what the government say. Huh? They didn't. All right. Right there, we're going to end this thing. We're going to end this thing. And like I said, we'll take it up here on the next installment of the prophetic series. And may God add a blessing to the reader here and the doer of his holy word. We are hoping and praying that we are getting something out of these here lessons and these Bible studies. That is my hope. It's not about me. So if you don't come and hear it, you're not hearing me, man, because it's not about me no way. But this is on another plane much higher than mine. But we're going to tell the truth. Regardless of whether you want to hear it or not, if you don't want to hear me talk about it, you can go somewhere else. But if they preach the same gospel, you're going to get the same thing over there. Whenever you get what you want to hear, you can dismiss that, because believe it or not, that won't be coming from God. Anything that we want will definitely not be coming from God. So with that being said, may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide these our people henceforth, now and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. We thank God for y'all. Thank you for coming. And we will see you on next week if the Lord say so. And good night. I think I lost me a minute. Yeah. And I know she probably couldn't get back. It was so much into the show. She probably couldn't get back at that time.